Are you out of your minds? Are you all out of your mind? Out of your mind? Out of your mind? Out of your mind?
And to the C students, I say, you too can be president of the United States.
Kissing cousin. Hey, there's nothing. I don't really think about this as a problem of marrying first cousin.
So they all go vegan and wages and picket lines. I don't know. They're not often discussed in purgatory, are they?
I would not, could not, with a goat.
I think the problem with people like this is that they are so stupid that they have no idea how stupid they are.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show with your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
Happy Monday, everybody. It's Crab Diving Live, barreling at you from Los Angeles, California, Koreatown, US of A. It's a little bit after 2 p.m. out here on the Pacific Coast. A couple of minutes after 5 if your ear holes are sucking us in out east, if it ain't that time. Perhaps you're listening to us as a rerun on the Crab Diving Network, which streams for you 24/7, or you've downloaded us as a podcast at iTunes, at Stitcher, or at crabdiving.com. However you're taking us in, wherever, under whatever pharmaceuticals, or however you're just high on life, if you're listening to us, we appreciate the fuck out of it. We're going to be here for the next couple of hours. Let's say it's the Jared Kushner show today. Holy shit, as the spotlight turns to one of the other giant turds floating in the swamp.
What is that word? Nepotism.
Yeah, my name's Patrick Vile.
My name's Ryan Pfeiffer. You know, and I got this gig on the Crab Diving Podcast, well, because you and I created it.
Yeah.
But no one gave it to us. There was no nepotism involved. We didn't find our way to iTunes because, you know, our parents said, hey, here's a podcast. We built it and did everything for you. Here you go.
Right.
Here you go, dummy.
Or, you get pushed through the best schools, like Donald Trump failed through the best schools because his dad would sling tons of money.
Why? Let me ask you something. If you're Trump and you're just failing through the best schools, well, why go to the best schools? Why go to challenging schools?
So he can walk around and say, I went to Wharton School of Business. Yeah.
God, see, that's the fucked up thing. These people that have to be in power care about status symbols like that. Donald Trump shouldn't be going to Harvard. He's a dipshit.
Right. And more impressive is someone like Barack Hussein Obama. He really is the American dream.
Muslim. He came all the way here from Kenya.
Yeah, single mother.
His mom. Yeah.
Brown skin.
I thought you were saying Obama was a single mother, and I was like, geez.
His mother was a single mother, brown skin.
Yes.
He had brown skin. Half brown skin. Mocha skin.
No, really? He was that of a latte.
I don't know what the crayon color is called.
With room for cream. What do you mean the crayon color?
The skin color for it's Obama.
It's flesh.
Is it? Mocha latte.
It's his cock tone.
Tweet us during the show if you like, ladies and gentlemen. At Crab Diving, one word, CRABDIVING. You can also hurl this message over at our Facebook page, which is facebook.com/crabdiving. All kinds of fun shit there. A warm and loving community of angry liberals. And
oh, yes.
Sharing all kinds of stuff. Memes. Stuff that we don't get to here on the show, etc., etc.
I need help, man, because I'm putting all these stories up. And the only thing I can think to say is this blank is a giant piece of shit. You know what I mean? I mean, this EPA chief, I tweeted about him.
Oh,
he
yeah.
He sucks.
You run out of adjectives.
He sucks. Or he just sucks.
Metaphors.
Right. Shut up, turkey.
Why the turkey?
Come here, turkey.
Felt appropriate at that moment.
Appropriate.
Like I said, I got in the magic crab diving spreadsheet, I got like four fucking Jared Kushner stories.
Oh,
all of a
geez.
Sudden. The turd water started bubbling and now the other turds are floating to the top.
Yummy.
Now it's Kushner's turn.
God.
To be the air turd.
Doesn't he need to hang out with Ivanka and break in that new sex swing of theirs?
Oh, gross.
I don't know.
Why do they have a sex swing? Was that a thing, or was that?
No, I just
make that up. Oh, I didn't know if that was a thing.
I put up a picture of the effete oligarch elitist Jared Kushner, that motherfucker wears sleeveless fleece vests.
Right.
Sleeveless vests. Is he an animal? Who wears that?
Did he do that skiing again weekend?
No, I'm thinking about a while back when all these pictures came out and he had that fleece on. He looked like a douche. But I put a picture up for a promo of the show of him on vacation with Ivanka. And they're just lying there on a fucking yacht staring at their iPhones.
Must be rough.
Yeah.
It's so hard. They need a vacation.
I mean, don't you rule all the money? Do you have to rule the country? What's your fucking problem?
That's the thing. It's some giant monopoly game to them.
Oh, yes.
And their ilk. And again, there's, I think they can call them the death tax all they fucking want. I think our state taxes should be really fucking high because you didn't accomplish shit
by
crawling out of a rich, privileged pussy. You just don't. I don't. This new third, fourth generation Waltons, why do those white cunts get to run the world?
I know not.
And have so much say over the life of everybody in this goddamn country, only because their now great-grandfather actually did build something from nothing and build a giant empire. And then his kids made it more evil, and then their kids made it more evil.
Right, right.
But they're all brilliant, qualified individuals, Ryan. They're all so much better than us.
We don't live in a fucking feudal system, man. It's not like we have dynasties. It's not like shit gets passed down from generation to generation. We live in a fucking democracy. Well, we live in an oligarchy that's getting fucked up the ass right now. Kleptocracy.
Hey, kleptocracy.
Give me your shit.
I'm fiddling with my levels.
God, ooh, fiddle. Listen.
And I'm working with stuff on the show.
Is it true, Schittler?
Same time.
Oh, yes. Is it true Schittler handed Angela Merkel a bill for like
a couple hundred billion dollars or a couple billion dollars or something for allegedly, yeah, the story came out that Angela Merkel and that meeting with Schittler, trying to bring it up. The
Angela Merkel.
This is even from Fox fucking News.
Oh shit.
Although they are probably turgid over this news.
Do they hate NATO?
Oh yeah. Oh, it's the international. It's the international government telling us what to do. Are you kidding me? Remember they were pissed about that and didn't pass that resolution for handicapped international handicapped policies.
The UN, right?
Because, yeah, because we don't want no world government telling us what to do. Yet all the policies were based on what our AHA, or ADA is here, the American with Disabilities Act.
Yeah.
Ramps, accessible
and
places.
And we're not.
That we were exporting that shit to the world. That was the treaty that we were going to. And it wasn't even like a treaty. It was like a non-binding resolution that just said, hey, we're going to all get together and try to hold ourselves
it's
to
ramps.
These standards to help our disabled brothers and sisters and others. And the Republicans were like, no, it's the globalists. It's the globalists coming after us, telling us what to do. It's NATO. It's
big government.
Initiative 21 or whatever the fuck it is that they
meanwhile,
always point
they to. Want
to
jump in your pussy and legislate everything in your fucking fallopian tubes. Suck my dick.
Here's the story. President Trump handed a bill to German Chancellor Angela Merkel.
Nine!
Apparently. For... holy fucking shit. $374 billion.
Oh my God. Shit. What does he want, a check or cash?
It says, Trump said at the joint conference, I reiterated to Chancellor Merkel my strong support for NATO, as well as the need for our NATO allies to pay their fair share for the cost of defense.
Is that bill broken out into some detailed invoice? I mean, where do we come up with that number that he's billing Angela Merkel for? It's odd.
Well, I think it I could be wrong, but I think it works on a percentage of your GDP or something. Is the deal you're supposed to be willing to kick back. I could be talking to my ass, but I thought I read that somewhere once that they base it on a GDP. Oh, yeah, here. Trump has been outspoken about NATO countries not meeting their pledge to spend at least 2% of GDP on defense. So
is that true, though? Are they not spending 2% of their GDP?
Well, probably some countries are having some issues.
They can't afford it.
Right.
So what do you...
So what do we say? So we say no protection for you. It's fucking... It's the Corleones. It's the Horleones.
But for what? To destabilize the world? So we can be right? So we can say, hey, this is the way it should be.
Well, I think it's that isolationist thing. It's that fuck the world, yeah, let it fall apart.
Right.
Uncle Nipples isn't a bad guy.
Oh, yes.
He's got piss video one and two.
And he's arresting journalists. Didn't he have people beaten or jailed the other day?
Main opposition leader, there were protests all over Russia. And one of the main opposition leaders was arrested and sentenced to 30 days in jail or something for breaking the public peace, they would love to do here. The Republicans in this country would love to be able to just start beating the heads in of all peaceful protesters. We're not talking about the shitheads that are breaking shit on rare occasions,
right?
Or flipping cars over and burning them and shit. They always point to those riots.
Fuck you, boy.
That Women's March Day.
Yes. Peaceful.
Right. Hundreds of thousands of people marched in various cities.
Like 800,000 people in downtown L.A.
And 0.0 incidents other than 800,000 people together.
Chicago couldn't even fucking move. It was so packed.
Right.
They just had people stand there. They couldn't march.
But you can't point that out to the idiots. Was it Baltimore? No, Berkeley or something. Something happened in Berkeley.
Yeah.
And they're like, oh, look at the riots. They're all rioting. All the Negroes are rioting.
And to be fair, I mean, if you think about what, let's compare to what people at the Women's March were marching for and for other anti-Trump marches. What they're marching for is, they're marching for altruistic things, things that are good. Human rights, being more inclusive.
Right. Unlike the dozens of people that came out over the weekend,
dozens.
Right?
I didn't see dozens.
Well, I mean, for the whole country, the whole country.
The biggest group I saw of Trump supporters marching for Schindler in Hollywood was 5. I saw them scattered about. But
in other areas, there were 10, 12 people who showed up. But some of them, there was a picture. I don't even know where it was. I think it was somewhere in the South. It was great. It was like right in the town square. And you could see them up on the podium with their Trump signs and everything.
Oh, my God.
Like 4 or 5 people up on the podium, up on the stage. And then there were like 9 people, 9 fat, old white people waddling around waving American flags at their big Trump rally.
And by the way, over the weekend at Pan Pacific Park, I saw a march.
Los Angeles, California.
Oh, yes. I saw a march for the ERA.
Damn.
Equal rights.
Sad.
But they're yelling at everybody to
support
that.
That we have to do that 40-some years later?
Yeah. I mean, I did look around that park, and I didn't see anyone that was yelling at them, to be fair. I mean, agreed.
Let's remember that our Republican friends did not want to put equality into the Constitution of the United States.
Equal pay for women.
Equal treatment for women. Equal everything for women. And we would probably now extend that to some kind of non-discrimination for everything. Like what they passed in Charlotte, North Carolina, when the Christo Mullahs had to swoop in.
Oh, yes.
And fix that shit.
I mean, if you...
I have a story about that for later, too.
Oh, really? Oh, my God.
I don't wanna...
If you don't think there's a war on women, think about it like this. They're legislating the puss. They're all up in there. They want you to, in Texas, they have a law where they want you to have a funeral for your fetus.
They're trying.
If you abort your baby.
Yes.
And then
it's on hold right now.
Yeah, and then they don't want to pay women equally. Explain to me how there's not a war on women.
I don't know. And that you got that one guy... talking about healthcare, who's like, oh, wow, well, I'm upset they won't pay for my mammogram. Some asshole from Kansas or something,
you.
Some senator, he got raked over the fucking internet coals. rightfully. And then they're just trying, you know, the in Trump care, the Trump care fail, Trump slash Ryan care fail. They wanted to, the lunatics that scuttled it, the Freedom yes. Caucus, they want to take away the mandates for things like women's care of all types, pregnancy. Your health insurance doesn't have to cover your pregnancy, or your health insurance doesn't have to cover pediatric care. Kids, they're like, we don't have to cover kids.
That's nuts. That's bananas. What is happening to our fucking country?
Yeah, and what insurance company is going to step up to the plate and say, I'll offer low-cost health insurance to children in this country?
Yeah.
Fuck
you.
0.0.
Man, that Jared fucking Kushner is talking about that. What is that office that he's in charge of? The innovation office?
Oh, I got that story coming up.
USA, whatever the fuck that is. Man, but this Jared, I you know what he said? This is a quote he said. He said, America should be ran like a great company. He actually said that plainly. He's missing the fucking point, isn't he?
The whole thing. That's probably one of the headlines. Let's see if it is. Let's get to the headlines here today.
For these mainstream media characters to get all wee-weed up about that.
From the Crab Diving News Studios, high atop the Crab Diving Tower, Los Angeles, California, Dateline, March 27th, 2017.
The year of our Lord.
These are your headlines.
You are a rude, thoughtless little pig, okay?
I know.
Sure enough, over at the Commie Pinko Liberal Huffington Post, it's what Ryan was talking about, Jared.
God, I hate this guy so much. It's a douchebag.
The headline over at the HuffPo leads to a story that says, first of all, there's a auto start video.
Oh,
so
burn in hell.
Shame on HuffPo. White House announces Jared Kushner is now responsible for everything.
You know what it is? That's the one guy in that whole Trump family that when you need to program the VCR, I don't know why I use that example, program some fucking piece of technology or order pizza or something. That's the guy that makes it happen in the family. You know what I mean?
Oh yeah.
You got like one guy that can do shit. That's him.
Even though he's Jewish.
Don't tell Donald
apparently
that.
It's okay.
I don't really think Trump knows that he's Jewish
or cares. I really don't think I think Trump may not be anti-Semitic, but it ain't a deal breaker. I don't think he cares about it.
Yeah, which to me gets into that weird question that if anti-Semitism is not a deal breaker in your mind, that in fact then makes you anti-Semitic.
Oh, yeah, of course.
If you're able to compartmentalize it.
Right.
Some shit.
Just like a lot of people that voted for Trump aren't racist. But it wasn't a deal breaker.
Yeah.
As long as he can open our coal mine, which I have a story about that shit coming up too here a little bit later. Thanks for tuning in, ladies and gentlemen. Don't forget, if you want to help us out here at Screaming Liberal Media, you can buy shit through our Amazon hole if you're going to buy something on the internet.
Oh, shit.
Good prices and et cetera, at Amazon.
Yes.
And great shipping. And, you know, eventually they're going to have a drone just to drop that shit right in your yard.
How many drones are going to, like, fly through your window?
You're going to be like, I need condoms, stat. And all of a sudden,
just pull out.
From one of the dirigibles.
Right.
That doesn't work.
A dirigible?
Fake news here, ladies and gentlemen, from crab diving.
Are you telling me there's going to be a dirigible dropping rubbers?
I think that should happen anyway. I've advocated that for decades.
How do we get Orthonovum into the water supply?
That we should be spreading those like chicken feed throughout the country.
Would you take a male birth control pill?
Sure.
If it were available to you?
Yes.
But what if it made your tits big?
Well, no.
Then you would not.
Well, right. I mean, you know.
Okay.
There's side effects you don't want to be willing to have. Although, having my own tits to play with might
Where would you want them, on your chest or like on your elbow?
Well, it's, I would assume they're growing in the normal spot.
Oh, yes.
They're not like taint tits.
Where'd you go, Chernobyl? It's
hard to sit.
Taint tits!
It's hard to sit or sit down. Can't ride a bike.
Hey, boy, you got yourself a case of the taint tits.
It's like an udder.
Oh, yes. When is a tit and an udder? Seriously, they both squirt milk and they both have little nodules at the end made of flesh.
Well, but I think an udder is a group tit.
You think?
Isn't it? Like a, yes.
A group tit?
That's the technical term for it. Group tit. Over the weekend, they're reporting from the Washington Post that Jared Kushner has been chosen to run some bizarre new office that will basically have, they're saying, quote, sweeping authority to overhaul the federal bureaucracy and fulfill key campaign promises, such as reforming care for veterans and fighting opioid addiction. Well, what happened to small government?
Yeah.
And we already have all kinds of authorities to help reform care for veterans and fighting opioid addiction.
Yeah.
So they're just making him the uber poobah of... It's Trump not wanting to do anything. It's Trump not wanting to work. He's saying, I'm just going to let Jared take care of this shit.
He watched golf over the weekend. That's what somebody's saying. He didn't play golf. He watched it in the fucking White House. Whatever.
God. Jared's... Oh, they're very kindly not taking a salary. He's just going to live off his $1 billion that his dad left him. Or whatever.
Meet me at the barricade, motherfucker.
They're saying he's expected to have a broad portfolio,
ooh,
including government operations, trade deals, and Middle East policy.
When do I start jacking off?
No. When did we vote for that? When did we vote for some new czar?
Yes.
Who's going to be in charge of shit? I don't think so. And how transparent is that shit going to be? Where's the policy governing that?
Right.
Where's the oversight of Jared fucking Kushner, who nobody fucking voted for?
Jesus is
the
oversight.
He's a Jew.
Jesus is Jewish.
He doesn't believe in Jesus.
Let me tell you something. Do not tell Trump.
So it's Yahweh.
Don't tell Donald that Jesus is a Jew or his son, Jared. His son-in-law.
Wouldn't care.
He wouldn't care.
Donald cares about Donald.
Right. He probably wouldn't even like Jesus. What a pussy, he'd say. Look at those tiny hands.
Like
Jesus must have big hands if they're enough to get a nail through to put him on the cross.
It would have to be the wrist. just FYI, people.
Bad way to go.
Unless they tied, the usual method was tying. If they tied the arms and
yes,
then doubled up with a good nail through the hand, that's a possibility.
They were going to tie him, and Jesus was like, you know what? It triggers me back from this weird sexual experience I had. Please don't tie me up. I'd rather be nailed. Thank you.
That time John the Baptist just got drunk.
Oh, yeah. Don't trigger Christ.
Let's play Sheep and Shepherd. I don't know why John the Baptist has
Give
a southern accent.
Give me my blindfold.
It says, here at the HuffPo, it says, so if you're keeping track, Jared Kushner, who comes to Washington with no government experience, no policy experience, no diplomatic experience, and business experience limited to his family's real estate development firm.
God!
A brief stint as a newspaper publisher, which he bought using millions and tens of millions of dollars from his family's real estate development firm.
God, we have all these douchebags in the White House.
He briefly bid to acquire the Los Angeles Dodgers. Now, this guy is going to be working on our trade, Middle East policy in general, and Israeli-Palestine peace deal. Now, if they can somehow miraculously pull that off, I applaud them. But who the fuck is this rich country club twunt? And what qualifies him for any of this shit?
Well, I mean, he's going to be...
Nothing.
Somebody in his family is bidding on the Marlins. They're going to buy the fucking Marlins this year. I mean, it's really a joke, right? We really do have the elite ruling class fucking making all our decisions. Is Jared Kushner, he's like Tillerson. Tillerson only worked for Exxon the whole fucking time. Now this guy just worked for his fucking family. Think about that.
Yeah, his dad's real estate firm is his experience.
Fuck
again,
you.
Ivanka. God. Ivanka and Uday and Kuse, what fucking qualifies them for anything business-wise? Why are they business geniuses? Oh, the Trump company's done so well under them.
Look what you started with.
Well, yeah, when you're handed hundreds of millions of dollars, it takes a whole lot to lose that.
Yes, and did they ever work somewhere where they had a boss up their asshole every second yelling at them? Hey, man, you got to have this turned in by a certain time. I mean, I imagine with Jared, when you work for the family business and you're rich as fuck, you can probably take a lot of time to go to, you know, like Maui or something and just chill out. Do a crossword.
Yeah.
Count your toes.
I did a summer internship one time they made me sweep the floor.
Ooh. God. What would Donald say? Oh, I played basketball that one year instead of going to Vietnam. It was tough. I was a forward.
Yeah, my heels hurt.
How can your fucking heels hurt, but then you can play basketball? That's a rough fucking sport, dude.
I had a heel spur and I was playing tennis tournaments.
But you were a professional tennis player. That's different.
It hurt like fuck.
But you know, like, what to do and shit, kind of.
But I'm saying I was still playing tennis.
Oh, okay. So you're saying...
I think I could have tromped through the rice paddy to kill Jerry.
Oh, right. Charlie.
Charlie.
Jerry. Who's Jerry?
Were those the Japs?
No. Those were the Japs, actually. I think they were called the Jerry? Japs. All kinds of racist name for the Japanese in World War II. You can think all those, what was it, Bugs Bunny cartoons? You ever see those Bugs Bunny cartoons where he's like dressing up as Hitler and like Asian people?
Yeah, when we were kids, they ran the fuck out of those. Remember Saturday mornings? It was just, and then now there's a little less of some of those, especially like the Tom and Jerry with the...
Mammy? Yeah. Good fucking God.
Oh my, what's...
You know, there used to be a bar up in North Hollywood that would play all of those politically incorrect cartoons, and they were fucked up.
Yeah, Heckle and Jekyll were really...
Oh my God, please, get the fuck out of here.
We've evolved.
Yeah, right.
We're trying not to. We're trying to devolve. Much of the country is trying to drag us the fuck down. There was I saw on the Twitter, follow us on the Twitter, tweet us at Crab Diving, CRABDIVING. I saw on the Twitter, some asshole had, Celeste, Celeste is not the asshole. Celeste just tweeted us a very funny picture of Jesus crucified on a swastika. Oh my God.
Ouchie. Holy shit.
Yeah, that's hilarious.
That's a worse way to go than what we described.
Check out our Twitter stream. Thanks for tweeting, Celeste.
That would trigger me if I was Jesus.
I don't remember what I was talking about now. I got startled by that photo. Something I had seen on the Twitter now. I don't remember. It outraged me, but we can move along anyway. So that's what's going on over at the HuffPo, the headlines.
That's disturbing, Celeste.
Jared fucking Kushner been named with poobah of some ridiculous bullshit new committee, and he's going to be in charge of, I don't know, let's call it everything.
If you're crucifying someone to a swastika the way Jesus was in that picture, check it out on Crab Diving on our Twitter.
Follow Celeste at Celeste Puta.
Oh, absolutely. If I was administering that crucifixion, I would make whoever is being nailed up stretch out the week before, do a little yoga. Look at the position his fucking leg's in.
Well,
impossible.
Yeah, it is kind of like Twister. Vertical Twister.
Yes.
Maybe you could do it with Velcro, like a wall of Velcro, and you could have vertical Twister.
I'm going to say.
Or upside down Twister if it's strong enough Velcro. Hang from the ceiling.
Anyone that's been crucified resents you comparing crucifixion to a board game.
Well, I don't think there's probably a lot of them, except for those
Philippines,
like,
dude.
In the Philippines or in the Mexico.
That's crazy.
The headline over at the Drudge Report. Let's dumb ourselves down.
Too light.
Crank our IQs down. Hold your breath. I don't know, 2.5 minutes or so. That might do it.
Crank.
It's a picture of the White House, and it says New Week.
It's white as fuck, by the way, the White House.
New week.
New week. I mean, it can only be better than last week, right?
I would hope not for Trump. It's a FoxBusiness.com story. I'm, again, tainting my computer, visiting Fox, quote, news, unquote.
Gross.
Headline says, Trump keeps focus on promises, meets with business owners at the White House.
Oh, God. This is all he's done,
yawn.
This is all he does. He just has business leaders over the fucking White House, right?
Meanwhile, the sane, non-Trump-licking media outlets are all Russia, all these other stories about Jared I'm about to come up to here, and all the shenanigans that's going on. Fucking Jeff Sessions coming out and being an asshole. All kinds of shit today. And over at Fox, they're like, well, the president's keeping his promises. He's meeting with business owners. Over the weekend, he claimed credit again. He's like, I just talked to 20,000 jobs and $20 million. They're bringing this in. And within moments, I think it was Chris Hayes and hundreds of other people tweeted, this was announced a year and a half ago.
Yeah,
it was announced a year and a half ago.
And you canoodled with Russia. I mean, it's...
Right, but I mean, he's crowing about... He's crowing about these businesses.
It's all bonkers, though. Yeah, that's fucked up. I mean, to me, it's just weird when I see anybody from that administration talking about anything except explaining this Russia shit. Because it kind of, like, how does it not put our government on hold? Like, we don't know...
Well, the Supreme Court bullshit. If this ends up being total collusion...
Yes.
We find out Trump is involved... I've got more story. I'm getting ahead of myself. There's more story. I got a story about Flynn.
Yes. Flynn.
But if worst case scenario for Trump, he gets impeached, found out that he was colluding.
Yes.
With a foreign power. Pence, who? Ugh. Where has Pence been? I think Gross. Pence is insulated enough.
Right.
But I would take to the streets and demand a new election, not Pence becomes president, because he was part of that whole ticket, and he also was put into office.
Yeah.
Losing, we'll add, the popular vote, and 40,000 votes here in Michigan, in 80 in Pennsylvania, something like that, was that. That's it. That flipped the election.
How much are we going to let the GOP take from us, though?
Well, right, and let's say... I mean, if the whole election is delegitimized, what the fuck do we do? How do we handle that? I don't think we have a
plan.
Yeah, just like in 2000, they didn't know what to do.
Are we gonna?
So it went to the fucking SCOTUS, and they butt fucked us with George Bush. And then, if it goes to SCOTUS now,
yes,
it'll be before. Hopefully, Gorsuch would be approved.
But fuck that too.
And it's 4-4. Who knows what's going to happen? If Gorsuch is on there, we may be screwed. They might just toss it to...
It's just not... Here's the thing with Gorsuch, man. It's not fucking fair, because that seat should have been Obama's. So now we're going to let him take a SCOTUS.
And there's that.
And we're going to let him take the election. Man, fuck this shit. These GOP motherfuckers are thieves. This is not justice, the way it's going now. Stealing that seat on SCOTUS was bullshit. And this election's bullshit.
So there you go. Trump, Fox, unsurprisingly, licking Trump's hole.
Yes.
Saying, oh, but he's doing such a good job.
I'm going to give Schittler a rim job.
I wonder if those fuckers will ever come around.
No.
I mean, when he's being dragged off in chains with irrefutable proof that he and his campaign colluded with Uncle Nipples, if
yes.
that happened. I mean, how much that it shows that these people are cultists.
Right.
They really are. So many of them.
They
can't even entertain the fact, the possibility that Schittler might have done this to them.
Meaning they believe in Schittler more than the country. They're cultists.
Everything.
God. The bill of goods that asshole sold us in that election.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
Worse
so fucking
than
stupid.
We thought. We knew he would be just an incompetent idiot and a fool and a narcissist. But holy shit, we didn't know he's a fucking Russian agent at I mean, at least a Russian dupe at best.
Do you think, I think Hillary would have won if the American people, when they saw a news story, if they just Googled the main terms in the story to see if it shows up in other media outlets, that might have saved the election for Hillary. We just can't deal with
fake
news.
Yeah,
we can't deal with
anything things, yeah.
that preys on our vulnerability, which is stupidity. We're fucked.
Yeah.
That gets us every fucking time.
Never underestimate the stupidity. Speaking of Jared Kushner, it also turns out that when we find out he's going to be, I don't know, our new vizier, our new grand vizier in the United States, that he's also being asked and has volunteered, I guess, to go and have a little chat with the Senate Intelligence Committee.
Oh, geez.
Over this bullshit with Russia.
You know what? All these guys are so sad that they even started down this road. Do you think Trump is happy he's president?
No.
Fuck no. None of these people want to have their jobs.
It's from the New York Times. The Senate committee is to investigate, question Jared Kushner over meetings with the Russians as part of the broad inquiry between Trump associates, Russian officials. They want to question Kushner about meetings that he arranged with the Russian ambassador, Sergei Kislyak.
Nine!
The meetings took place during the transition, included a previously unreported,
Jesus Christ.
Sit down with the head of Russia's state-owned development bank. Now, again, these are all what the Republicans are trying to do here in America. These are all the people who really run Russia, the right. heads of the banks, the heads of Gazprom,
and those people are just appointed by Putin.
And they're his billionaire buddies. It's a true oligarchy over there. The Russian, what do they call it over there? Their
what?
Their Congress.
Oh, not, the
Duma.
Yeah, that's crazy. It. That's fucking it. Good job.
The Russians. They don't. They're puppets. They know that if they go
they
against Putin,
shit.
They'll be floating in the river or something. He's a strong because he's such a strong leader.
Trump's jealous of that, dude.
Oh, yeah. But this why all these secret meetings? Why these undisclosed meetings? If you got nothing to hide,
right?
Why are you hiding everything?
Yeah. What? They're not very transparent.
Until now, the White House had only acknowledged an early December meeting between Kislyak and Kushner.
Kislyak.
Which was at Trump Tower, also attended by Mike Flynn.
Oh, yes. Is he related to Errol?
I don't know.
Okay.
And then Kushner, you know, it's just all these secret meetings. It just goes on and on about all these secret meetings.
You know,
and
the funny thing
nobody
is,
told them, and it's like, well, we had nothing to talk about.
You still have to come clean and say, hey, I went to Russia, right?
Why are you having all these meetings and talking about nothing? We didn't talk about anything. We just met and, you know, we didn't talk. I met with Kislyak 7 or 8 times and we just, you know.
Is it a normal thing when you're running for president to go meet with foreign leaders?
No.
Because you're running, you're in an election. We don't need
and why
Trump
Russia?
Practicing foreign
why is
politics.
It only Russia? Why didn't Mike Flynn have a sit down with the ambassador to Jamaica? Why didn't he have a sit down with the ambassador?
Hey, man.
What is going on?
Cuba, because there's shit tons of oil in Siberia.
And why the head of the state-owned bank? Which also might have ties to the bank that they think Trump owes $300+ million to.
So this is it. The trade is the sanctions for his debt. Maybe.
Well, and then there's also that what they're investigating, that sale of what, like 19% of Rosneft, which coincidentally coincides with, remember that dossier? And they said that one of the discussions was allegedly that the Russians would offer Donald Trump 19% of Rosneft if they
that's right
would drop the sanctions. if they help him become president, he turns around, drops the sanctions. What a fascinating coincidence that the number of the percentage of Rosneft that got sold not that long ago, or was it Gazprom? One of the two.
Doesn't matter.
That got sold not that long ago was 19%.
Yeah.
To mysterious, untraceable shell companies. They're trying, nobody knows exactly who it got sold to.
Jesus. I mean.
Totally.
What?
Like pieces got bought here and there. But
if Trump is such a genius at debt, then why the fuck does he have to get elected president and then do shenanigans with Putin to make the debt go away? It seems like a lot of trouble to go to.
Well, so maybe he's got those piss videos of him.
Yeah.
On top of it, plus all the, I think, speculation, but it seems like Trump's all mobbed up. He was sucking Italian mob wiener in Atlantic City. You can look that one up and find all the ties that he had. At his fucking inauguration, there was that one dude that they claimed, we don't know who he is, yet he was up on the stage hugging him.
We don't know who the guy on the stage at the inauguration is.
It was like Billy the Hole or Billy the Tit, or you know how they have those names. Johnny the Snake. It was something like that.
Billy the Taint Tit.
He's got a name. He's got a mob name.
That's so fucked up.
And I think it's the same with the Russians. Yeah. I think Trump was broke in the 90s and needed to make some deals. And at that point in Russia, they needed some international money laundering. Because that's when they were at their height, raping the fuck out of their country.
Ooh.
With Tillerson looking on eagerly, saying, ooh, I want to do that in America.
Ooh. God, it's so fucked up.
So that's how he got in bed with the Russians, I think.
It's like we're slowly watching this country being shaped into an oligarchy. Or it's an oligarchy, or whatever the fuck it is.
We ain't got a lot of time.
Yeah. I mean, that is a real point. I mean, let's say he's impeached. Let's say his whole everybody goes. What about all the shit he did? What about all the shit?
Well, there you go.
I mean, they're executive orders, right? So they can just be undone. So it's not like...
That's it. It's
an impossible web of shit.
I mean,
to
I really
undo.
Think this. Probably the Democrats are going to cave. And pull that for the good of the country bullshit.
Yes.
And say, okay, we'll settle for Pence.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
Because he's probably so insulated. Trump is probably going to be, they're going to really try to insulate him. But unless this other story is true, which is about Mike Flynn possibly turning rat. And if Flynn rats.
Yeah.
But remember, it was a couple weeks ago we were talking about that when they started to, it looked like they were just going to throw Flynn under the bus.
Oh, yeah.
Like, here's our Russian connection. This is all the Russian stuff. Are you happy? We're done.
It goes away.
No
thanks.
And there were murmurs of they were going to just point all the fingers at Flynn. Flynn's probably like, fuck you.
Oh, my God.
I'm not going to prison alone, motherfuckers. He's a batshit crazy slime ball. He was run out of the fucking
Trump administration
because he's a lunatic. Obama administration.
I mean, he said there were directions between the border of the U.S. and Mexico telling Al-Qaeda how to cross into our country, which was fiction.
Like
that
one of those,
didn't happen.
You are here signs with an arrow. Here's the bathrooms.
Are you Al-Qaeda?
Here's the gift shop.
Oh, yeah.
Buy a prayer rug.
Oh, yes.
Doubles as a soccer jersey.
Jihadist gift shop. What do you get there? A little snow globe with, I don't know.
So, also, Jared Kushner. I think we talked about this on Friday's show a little bit, that there was a report that Trump was a little miffed about about the soiree that Jared Kushner took out to Aspen. If you go to their Instagram, you can see he and, Ivanka on the slopes.
Oh, yeah. But he's upset.
Meanwhile, the Trump care was going tits up.
Oh my God.
Man tits up.
Moobs.
In the, yeah, in Washington. And there were reports that Trump was a little miffed that Jared wasn't there for the battle.
But to be fair, I mean, Jared could go skiing. I mean, it's not like, what would Jared have done in Washington to make that shit bill pass to get that vote? He would have to have been sucking dicks, literally.
But we've got.
Yes.
A photojournalist by the name of Eric Rosenwald.
Yes. Rosenwald.
Who has taken to examining. He was examining flight logs.
Okay.
Last week or the past couple of weeks.
Oh, shit.
And it turns out that I'm sure it's only a coincidence, Ryan, that when Jared Kushner traveled to Aspen, just so happens on that same day, a gentleman by the name of Roman Abramovich,
Nyet,
a Russian oligarch, described as one of Putin's closest confidants.
Oh, come on. Just
shows
up.
Also seemed to land that same day in Aspen. Just a coincidence, I am sure.
It's fucking arrogance, dude. It's fucking arrogance. This Schittler thinks he's above the law, and no one is going to put something together like, they're not going to link the flight logs. You know what I mean?
This Abramovich, his wife, her name is Dasha Zhukova. She went to the inauguration. She's buddies with Ivanka.
Come on.
So Russian billionaire with close ties to Uncle Nipples, close buds, is also his wife is close buds with Ivanka. And they just happened to land in Aspen
on the same fucking day.
Fucking day.
Well, a lot of people go to Aspen. Ago. A lot of people go to Aspen and a lot of rich people ski.
Rosenwald also says,
yes,
that 2 days later,
ooh,
Abramovich's plane flew to the Caribbean just as two planes linked to Michael Cohen,
yes,
special counsel to the president,
God damn it,
arrived at nearby airports there.
Dude, think of the screaming from Alex Jones, from Rush Limbaugh, from fucking Glenn
Beck. Oh my God, they did scream about stuff that wasn't true. Pizza fucking gate.
Bill Clinton sat in a plane with Jessica Lynch.
Yeah.
Loretta Lynch.
Loretta Lynch.
Fucking who's Jessica Lynch?
That sounds familiar. I don't know.
I don't know.
On Thursday, Abramovich's plane flew to the northern Lesser Antilles, a group of islands in the Caribbean.
The Lesser Antilles. The shitty one.
On the same day, two aircraft linked to Michael Cohen did the same. One via Palm Beach, Florida. Which happens to be home of Mar-a-Lago. Could be a coincidence.
Is this the Illuminati fucking gathering? See, this is the Illuminati.
Though, and they say, it's possible these trips are purely coincidental, but it's also important to note that these Caribbean nations are famous for their tax haven statuses.
Oh, but we're not supposed to get suspicious over anything, right? We're just supposed to believe everything. Please, Donald. Keep ejaculating into our mouths. We believe it all.
Nobody knows if they're actually related or not. They did land on different islands a couple miles apart. So who knows? But
how did they get together? They ski do it?
One of the islands
ski jet
has only a small airport.
No.
So one of these rich assholes' planes wasn't able to land there because it's too big.
I hate
my private plane's too big to land on.
Do you hate these guys?
Anguilla.
I mean, I hate them. I hate them.
Yeah, I don't like them a whole lot.
I mean, why do they have to fly? It doesn't seem a little antiquated to you. Like, they all have to fly to Aspen to sit in the same room together to confer
it's
upon
hard enough
what?
To deal with rich people like this existing. You know, champagne wishes, caviar dreams, and all. But
I'm Robin Leach.
The feeling that they believe that they're better than us,
yes,
and should be in charge of us is the issue.
Right.
When they have zero qualifications, which we discussed earlier, except for privileged vagina spatting out of.
I've never said this about a president before. I'm smarter than Donald Trump. I guarantee you. I guarantee you.
I would guarantee.
Let's play some
that
fucking
also.
Trivia. I'll kill him. I mean, you know what I mean? I'll beat him. I mean, I'll
He's got
beat
the
him.
Biggest
I'll
brain.
I'll beat him in trivia.
He's got the best words.
Yeah.
I got the biggest brain.
I'm referring to trivia when I said I would beat him. Whatever.
There'll be a clip later.
No.
Libtard again. Libtard threatens Trump.
God, I hate that shit, man. I don't want to get visited.
Nobody's going to visit. Nobody cares.
Okay.
You know, they'll listen to it and they'll be like, it's... They'll listen to it first and then
right.
they visit you.
Exactly. I just said I would beat him in trivia, and I used another word for that, which was unfortunate, and I would like to apologize.
Stop. Don't apologize.
Okay.
Rescind that apology.
Rescinded.
So, God, what is this other thing about Jared? So there you go. Who knows what's going on, but I'm saying, and we tweeted... let's also reserve a cell in the name of Jared Kushner.
Oh, for yes.
When all this shit hits the fan, because
honestly,
it sounds like the whole lot of them are going to be needing to go down, including the fucking rich slimeball son-in-law.
Do you think I was trying to compare this scandal to the Iran-Contra thing? And to me, the difference is that all the players in that were of government and they kind of knew what the fuck they were doing when they were sneaking around.
Right.
Do you think Trump even, I mean, do you think Trump could have canoodled or colluded with Russia and not really, and not be aware of the fact that he was colluding or doing something illegal?
Yes.
That has to be what this is. He's such a fucking buffoon. Again, he doesn't listen to anybody.
A useful idiot. And I think that he... Yeah, I think that maybe he may have kind of known about it, but it's like, I don't care as long as I win.
Get it done. Right.
Get it done.
God, that is...
You know, we're talking to some guys in Russia about they might be able to have send some stuff to WikiLeaks that got hacked out of Hillary's. Right. It's going to hurt them. Oh, okay, great. I don't think think the illegality or the immorality of it even... set off a synapse in that tiny little brain. I don't think
because
I don't
in
think
the
it
business
did.
World, you know, it's relative, right? What's legal and what's illegal? Like, I mean,
well, and let's think about the business world. He's considered a slime ball and a viper in the business world.
Yeah.
Business people, the vultures of society that we're railing against don't want to hang out with him.
They don't like the guy.
I'll bet the Kushners. The in-laws are like, God, it's like going to the cousin's double wide for Thanksgiving this year when you're living in the high rises of Manhattan.
But
Jared's
family might be very similar to Trump. I mean, they're very rich motherfuckers.
But I mean, regular, intelligent rich people, not white trash rich like Donald.
Do we know that they're smart?
No, I just assume they're smarter than Trump, which
is not
a stretch.
I would do that too.
He's just so nefarious and so backstabbing, and all of his business practices are just they're known. Ask Bloomberg. Bloomberg said it. None of these. He's like Donald has always desperately wanted to be a member of this New York high society, and nobody fucking wants him there because he's a backstabbing rodent of a human being and dumb.
And he was raised in that organized crime
scene,
dad was right?
A little
His dad
mobby,
was mobbed
yeah.
up. They
dad
were construction.
And kept black people out, racist as fuck. He was a slumlord. And Donald wanted to get out of that. Donald's dream was, I'm not going to build buildings for these poor people.
Right.
I want to build big towers where the rich live, and I'm going to have the top floor, and everybody's going to look up at me and love me.
Mission accomplished.
Well,
the guy's got
the
nuclear
me
fucking
part.
Football.
Except
oh, yeah.
for the loving me
no
part.
No one likes him.
Well, there's still some. He's still got 30-something% approval, but...
I met like 4 people in Hollywood this weekend that really like him.
Yeah,
they
go to Crab Diving
him.
On Facebook. Ryan posted the picture of the chimpanzees he took a picture of.
Oh, is that on... I put it on Instagram.
Don't you share it to Facebook, too?
I
thought you shared it to Facebook also. Well, we will share that.
I shall do that.
Otherwise, share it on
Instagram.
On the Instagram, at Crab Diving.
You know what's funny? Watching these Trumpalos walk around Hollywood.
I
it's like
do all three when I do the
oh, yeah, I should do
social
that.
Media sharing on Instagram. I send it right to Twitter and to Facebook.
Yeah.
It's for lazy people.
Oh, right. But like, these fucking Trumpalos walking around Hollywood, it's, I followed them around for like a half hour. It was hilarious because all it is just people driving by and telling them to fuck off.
That's great.
Fuck you.
No
fuck
supporters.
Trump.
No.
Eat my dick.
No, no supporters going, no. Yeah, Trump.
No, not at all. I mean, Hollywood is not kind to the Trump.
It's all these
good.
All these liberals out here.
Ugh, God, I mean, it's like you see them walking around with their signs like, dude, do you know who you are? Do you know where you are?
Do you know what you're saying?
You're supporting a guy that's racist.
Do you know what you're telling Los Angeles?
He's racist. He's got racist policies. He's a fuckhead.
So this, we were talking a little bit about one of Trump's promises earlier about, okay, don't worry. We're going to fire up all your coal plants again, everybody in West Virginia. And the former Obama voters in areas like that were like, oh, yeah, right. He's going to reopen our plants, our steel mills, our coal mines. Hillary Clinton was like, look, it's not going to happen. The coal industry is going away and it's just happening.
Right.
And we need to find a way to bring in high tech renewable energy jobs, maybe, and retrain these people. And liberals like us would love to see corporations pay higher taxes, and
absolutely,
then the government helps these people out with retraining and putting them in good jobs.
What I don't understand about the shale and this fracking industry, I read this whole thing over the weekend. It doesn't make any money.
Not now, since the oil, prices dropped, and
but it still exists.
OPEC dropped it. Yeah, but less. That's why the whole Keystone, they're not breaking their dicks to to go and try to get that Keystone thing fired up right away, because right now it's not cost effective.
Then why
the
do
shale
it?
Fracking and stuff or stuff like that, the extraction. Well, if it goes up to $100 a barrel again, yeah, it'll be worth polluting the rest of the planet for, because somebody will be able to make some money.
God damn it.
And that goes to show you that they don't care. It's right. Not, oh my God, we need to feed the energy needs of the world. It's, well, we're not going to make profit, so fuck it. We don't need to frack right now. And right. Then the price goes up, and then they're like, we need to frack. Oh, my God. We need to frack.
Oh, God.
They're scum. It's just greed. It's
There's
just
earthquakes
greed.
In
yeah.
fucking Oklahoma. You took a... Could you imagine you're an American Indian living off buffalo in the middle of Oklahoma or whatever. Somebody comes up to you and say, hey, guess what? These white guys that just landed, they're going to make it so the ground shakes. How are they going to do that? I don't fucking know.
Well, first they're going to kill most of you.
Oh, yeah.
Send you to a desert in the middle of Nevada.
Here's a blanket with smallpox.
Take
all over
your
it.
Land.
Yes.
Then they're going to.
They don't give a shit at this point. Oh, there's an earthquake. Fine.
So throughout the presidential campaign, you know, Trump constantly told coal miners, we're going to reopen. We're going to fire up the coal plants again. Right. We're going to get rid of those evil anti-pollution regulations that's killing jobs. That coal's coming back. But now recently, founder and chief executive of Murray Energy, Robert Murray.
Robert Murray.
I just think needs to, I don't know. I'm having a hard time giving him the benefit of the doubt and thinking.
Who is this guy?
He's not an evil twunt.
Yes.
Founder and chief executive of Murray Energy, the nation's largest privately held coal mining company.
Oh, shit.
Somehow I don't think he's a Disney hero.
He's got to find a way to do something else with his business. You know what I mean?
And he is saying to the coal mining industry, well, I suggested to Trump that he temper his expectations. Those are my exact words. And in regards to the jobs that Trump said he was going to bring back, Mr. Murray said he can't bring them back.
Oh, shit. Murray said that.
He said most of these mining jobs were lost due to technology. They now have doohickeys that can do it, and they don't have to have people, A, risk their lives anymore going down there and shit. Fewer people.
I mean,
and he said it wasn't regulation. The coal mining guy said it was not the regulations that have put coal miners out of work.
Oh my fucking God. This coal's not worth shit. He's admitting it. It's obsolete.
Well, the jobs won't
come back.
And
it's my fucking
because,
company.
Yeah.
God, what's his problem?
Last week at a rally, even at one of these sad, sad rallies.
Like five people.
I saw a great cartoon. I should have shared it on the Facebook, but I didn't. It's Trump sitting naked in bed, angry, facing away from Melania. Obviously, the Viagra, the pounds of Viagra he ingested didn't work.
I got a big blue boner.
And it ain't working. No, it's not working.
Oh, it's not.
And
oh,
he's sitting there frustrated in the comic. And Ivanka said, maybe you should schedule a rally. Ivana. No, I said Ivanka. Oh, my God. Yeah, that was a slip. His daughter.
He didn't have to use Viagra.
Melania.
Right. Well, with his daughter.
I don't mean he's having sex with his daughter. Well, that would be gross.
He doesn't have to use Viagra with Ivanka.
So it's Melania sitting there saying, maybe you should schedule a rally.
Schedule a rally. Of course she's saying that. Maybe you should go to a rally in Wyoming.
She wants nothing to do with him.
She's farthest away from D.C.
She wants
you can
to stay in New York in the ivory tower with Barron. She's more than happy to not have to hang out with raging man baby down in the White House.
I thought Trump was supposed to be supposed to work all the time. He's like a fucking workaholic.
Did you see Fox? They caught Fox lying over the weekend again. Fox News.
Oh, yeah. They said
Trump, the president's been working all weekend on this. And then we find out
golf. He
was golfing and watching golf.
He was golfing as well.
I think they said somebody.
Oh,
he was
God.
Golfing.
I misread it then. I thought he was just watching.
Maybe
golf.
It was. Maybe I misread it.
The joke was that he's not golfing this weekend. He's sitting in the White House watching it. The Oval Office. Which, whatever, man, but.
The mining jobs fell by nearly 50% in the half decade leading up to the election. So in the last 5 years, half of mining jobs have gone away.
Holy shit. Holy fucking shit. And this Trump has the nerve to tell these that we're bringing coal back. That is so fucking irresponsible.
Last week in Louisville, Kentucky, at this sad rally, look at me, love me rally. He said, as we speak, we are preparing new executive actions to save our coal industry and to save our wonderful coal miners from continuing to be put out of work. The miners are coming back.
What about saving our wonderful air that we fucking breathe?
How about telling them the truth and saying, look, the jobs aren't coming back. We got to do something about it. We got to find something else for the miners to do. Right. How about sinking some money? How about taxing the fuck out of Murray coal mining energy and
put them out of business and fucking do something else?
Cut into their, I'm sure, wonderful profits that they're not suffering at all, loss of. And they're going to have them pay to retrain these guys into renewable energy. Let's have these guys building windmills. And
why can't we give them incentives for
maintaining
it?
Windmills and geothermal and water wind, you know, water wheels and shit.
Fucking behind. I just read this article about Megapolis, this big gigantic city in China. They're gonna link
China,
Beijing, and two other places I can't fucking pronounce. Lots of J's, I's, and N's in the names of these cities
and X's.
Oh yes, but they're gonna link them all together with high speed rail and all kinds of transit options. You know, renewable energy, efficiency, all that kind of shit. And fucking China, man.
Well, it's interesting because we are coming at this upcoming century and upcoming economic whatever as a, you know, democracy or republic / capitalist society that's going to have to. I mean, the world is just going to have to get more socialist. That's just the way it's going to end up. I'm sorry. I'm sorry to the libertarians out there. It ain't going to work. Well, ain't going to work.
Right. And don't you think politics at some point is just going to disappear? Because what our world will turn into is
if we
like,
survive.
How do we live off these few resources we have left? Because people like Donald Trump took our fucking planet from behind.
Right. And, but China is coming at it from an authoritarian, allegedly communist society that's going to become more capitalist, a socialist society adding capitalism. You know what I mean? Like,
right, yeah.
Allegedly, they're, even though they're, you know, communism, you could argue that as long they have classes in China, so how could they actually be?
What does that mean? They have classes.
There's ruling classes. Okay, there's rich people. Okay. There's how do you claim to be a totally communist society if you have a ruling class? That's the antithesis to the theory of communism.
We're all supposed to wear the same uniform and have the same fucking haircut.
So you know, when the pure communists who know exactly the economic theory of communism and Marxism say it hasn't been tried yet, how do we know? It's true. And the idiots will scream, what about China? What about Russia? Neither of those. Those were authoritarian societies with capitalism.
And aren't we talking about theories, shit on paper, that when once you add the human element into it, it fucks everything up?
Bullshiticus 69 says capitalism, Ryan.
Fuck you.
American Jesus tells me so.
Jesus. Jesus would love all this shit. Oh, Jesus, he'd love all this Trump shit, by the way.
Commie.
The guy took
would be a total commie.
The guy took one fish, cut it up into 1,000 pieces, and gave it to a shitload of people hungry.
Right, without piss testing them first.
No, that was in Harry Potter. No, the Bible.
Murray.
Without piss testing them. Yes. How compassionate.
Ted O'Brien, a coal analyst. Industry analyst said, I don't think the Trump presidency will have a material impact on bringing coal miners back to work. That's a nice way of saying he's lying. It's not going to happen.
Or what he's doing isn't going to work. It's ineffective. But he's lying. I think you're right. I think he just fucking lied.
He said they may eliminate regulatory overhang, which means we're going to take away all the rules.
Yeah.
But I have a hard time seeing a surge in demand for coal. It's going away. Nobody wants to burn coal anymore because it's dirty.
Why don't they bring back another industry? Like, why don't they start mass producing Betamax videos?
Well,
or some shit like that.
I think the horse and buggy industry should be revitalized. Oh,
yes. God. Can we get wooden condoms back again, please?
It's amazing. Amazing.
Yeah.
I hate this story.
What is it?
Because it makes me one of the more nefarious creatures to ever stalk the planet.
Oh, yes.
Makes me agree with.
Is this Pat Robertson?
Or think that he's... No, Pat Robertson's a carbuncle.
Right.
He's a worthless dollop on the face of history.
I mean, he did own a diamond mine,
but
which
I mean,
caused pain.
As far as like... Well, when you see who I'm talking about.
Okay.
Giving a speech today at the Global Business Summit.
Global.
For the Economic Times.
Ooh.
Former Vice President Dick Cheney.
Shut up. The Gulf of Mexico says, fuck you, baby.
Former Vice President Dick Cheney, the
what a twunt.
Poster child of evil. In business, in politics,
not real popular in Iraq.
Anywhere,
yeah, anywhere.
Can't travel to certain areas because some places want to chat with him about war crimes.
They want to send his ass to the fucking Hague. Is it true his blood is cold?
Former Vice President Dick Cheney described Russia's meddling in the 2016 election as, quote, an act of war.
What? He's just, you know what this is? Dick Cheney is sitting there. It's like when your brother gets in trouble and you're not in trouble, you're just like, oh, this is the best.
He said, not long ago, Gorbachev was in power and the Soviets went out of business. But the situation has changed dramatically under Putin.
Yeah.
I think he has designs on the Baltics. We know he wanted Crimea, and he took it.
God, he's like a robotic Burgess Meredith. Is that the guy that played the Penguin?
He said, yeah.
In Batman?
He said, there's no question that there was a very serious effort made by Mr. Putin and his government, his organization, to interfere in major ways with our basic, fundamental, democratic processes. Yeah. In some quarters, that could be considered an act of war.
Right. They're fucking with our election, with our sovereignty, right?
And he said, I would not underestimate the weight that we as Americans assign to Russian attempts to interfere with our process.
Oh, shit.
We're not taking this seriously enough.
Well, those guys, those kind of GOPers, fucking hate Russia, right?
Yeah.
They hate the shit out of
Russia.
Well,
that's like your Lindsey Grahams and your John McCain's, who was on the shows yesterday, saying that with this bullshit with Nunes, that traitor fuck, Devin Nunes,
what he did
that
was
toad,
fucked up. Totally despicable.
That with those shenanigans, even fucking John McCain said that we need an independent body now because Congress can't be trusted. He uses those words. Congress cannot be trusted now,
right,
to independently research this after this bullshit that Devin Nunes pulled.
Dude, we can't trust Congress to investigate this. This is terrifying in a way. I mean, I feel like our democracy's at risk.
Yeah. The and concerted effort. I mean, they want to get rid of democracy. They want fewer and fewer people to vote. They only want the people to vote for them to vote.
The GOP,
gerrymander the fuck out of everything.
You mentioned this a few days ago on the show. By the way, for past episodes of Crab Diving, go to crabdiving.com, go to Stitcher, go to iTunes. You mentioned that I lost my train of thought. What was it? Damn it. Thanks for the gong, Kate. I can't remember what the fuck I was going to talk about. Oh, you mentioned it last week.
I can't help you.
Oh, fuck it. What were we just talking about, though?
Coal mining?
No, after that. We were just fucking talking about all the fucking Russia shit. And our sovereignty.
Devin Nunes?
And the GOP, the GOP has, they've been shit for so long. I mean, if we lived in another country, couldn't we vote that party out of fucking existence?
Like, yeah.
Doesn't Israel have that? Like these no confidence votes and shit like that?
Well, you know, the funny thing is if ours is the best system in the history of systems, spawned from the fruitful loins of the Lord himself.
Ooh, color me there.
Why all of these democracies that we helped create in the decimation that we've left through the years,
we got a
or we've enabled or we've assisted, or, you know, sometimes maybe we weren't in the wrong.
Let me reshape your government with some drones.
But nonetheless,
yes,
find another one like ours. There is none. If you're a new country setting up a brand new government,
right,
that your white Bwana has set you free, why would you not set up a three system government of a house like ours? Why would you say America's perfect? Let's set it up just like that. But no, in every country that's been formed since ours, that's a liberal democracy kind of type place.
Yes.
It's a parliamentary system everywhere.
Why don't we just do that?
Well, right.
I mean, at some point,
you're
America,
talking fundamentally changing our system, but.
But America's got to get rid of this nationalism where we think we're the best and blah, 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 blah. We are not. We are not. You know where kids are happier in? Fucking the Netherlands. Everybody's happier over there in Europe.
Oh, crazy happy, yeah.
Not here. So, man, why can't we look at this system and say, Jesus Christ, Donald Trump is fucking president. Look at these Republicans that have been in power for years. They suck. They stole the SCOTUS. They stole the fucking election. They stole the other election. They lied us into a war.
They're stealing everything. They're stealing the lifeblood out of humanity.
Are there examples in history?
You want to get Marxian?
Yes.
They're exploiting the masses, exploiting the equity, exploiting the sweat equity of people.
They're the people.
And these assholes, they fly to Aspen, meet with Russian oligarchs, and do zero to help society.
So what is it? Why don't we rise up in the streets and run out there? Is it all the oxy?
But they're trying to change it to make it better for them.
Right.
These assholes are standing. I'm looking at a picture of Jared and Ivanka and Uday or Kusei, whatever, whichever one, and his wife, one of their kids, standing on the mountain in Aspen last week. I'm looking at their picture right now. What have these people contributed to society? What good?
Fucking nothing,
and
man.
The changes they're trying to make everything better, is actually making everything easier for people like them.
You know what really blows? And these fucking guys, not only are they taking advantage of the system, they're not even fucking nice about it. Trump punches down. He picks on people. I mean, you know, it would be one thing if he was coming into the election to, I don't know, to fuck with the sanctions in Russia, to make this, to have Tillerson cash in on all these mining rights. But along the way, he's got to go fuck with the rights of gay people, of minorities, of dreamers. That's fucked up. Why does he have to do that? I guess so the loons come out and vote for him.
Yo, yeah.
That's why he doesn't. Yeah, well. Oh, God. Let's just not run out of marijuana. That's the important thing.
And we just needed 40,000 less in a couple of states to change it.
That is so fucked up. That is so fucked up!
There's a new poll out. It's official.
Poll.
President Donald Trump's first 60 days in the White House have been the least approved of any new president in American history since they took, you know, I don't know if they exactly went around polling Rutherford B. Hayes's first 60, but since they've been doing that kind of shit, Trump's is the least approved, according to the latest Gallup poll.
Yes.
Released on Saturday.
Is there a 3 in front of the approval rating, or is it a 4? Is it 40% something? It doesn't matter. It sucks. The point is, nobody likes you, dickhead.
First 60 days, 40%. compared to 50% of total disapproval.
Damn. You suck. I mean,
this is an average of polling, I guess. The most recent weekly average is 40% of approval. His high point,
yes,
was the week of the inauguration. 45%. Never broke 50, by the way.
This is inauguration, dude. But that's supposed to be a fucking party.
That's your honeymoon.
That's a shitty honeymoon.
That's your fucking honeymoon.
Hey, baby, I'm bringing on the strap on.
Lowest 3-day average, 37%, March 16th through the 18th, so last week, week and a half ago.
Oh, man.
Meanwhile, historical comparisons for the first 60 days is the average is 53%. The average of presidents is 53%. Trump is barely eking at 40.
He's below fucking average. He's getting a D. Is he getting a D or is he getting an F?
First years, Barack Obama, 62%. Even as hated as he was. 62% approval rating that first year.
And that's taking into account everybody's anger that he's actually from Kenya.
And still black.
And Muslim.
There's an old saying in Tennessee. Yeah. I know it's in Texas, probably in Tennessee, that says, fool me once. Shame on you. It fooled me. We can't get fooled again.
The best part of that clip is the video of it, because he ain't joking. See he gets frustrated that he can't remember the saying, and he leans in. He's like, fool me, you can't get fooled again. Like, he's all tough.
Yeah.
Oh, I would welcome his genius back.
I mean,
right?
Oh, fuck yes. Well, no.
Second term.
He lied into a fucking war.
Dick, when he stopped listening to Dick.
Don't listen to Dick.
And when he tried to get immigration reform put through.
Right.
And he started to grow a little bit of a sack.
Yes. Yes.
And started to realize that everybody thought he was Cheney's puppet. That's hopefully, you know, how we diminish Bannon.
Yeah.
And how we diminish Kushner. We just keep calling it President Kushner. Keep calling him President Bannon. And that drives Trump crazy.
Imagine he gets impeached, Donald, or the proceedings start. And he does something to throw a wrench in it, to block it, to get out of it with his presidential powers.
I don't know that he
I mean, I don't know.
At some point, but yeah, but.
You don't think he's got a rabbit out of his asshole somewhere?
Congress is doing a great job. Devin Nunes is breaking his ass to try to cover everything up he can.
I mean, he's on that committee with this fucking guy, and he didn't tell him the information. I would be livid. Right? I mean, what's that guy's name? I can't remember his name.
Adam Schiff.
Damn.
The ranking
off.
Democrat is supposed to get, he's a member of the Gang of the Eight. Gang of Eight is supposed to get the exact same intel that Nunes gets. And Nunes was like, well,
no, you lied. You did the wrong
president.
Thing. Because you wanted to tell the president first because you wanted a warm, toothy blowjob from Schindler and a pat on the back. Right? That's what he wanted. He wanted praise or some shit like that.
They've also postponed a closed briefing for tomorrow.
Ooh.
The Intelligence Committee, they were supposed to meet with the directors of the FBI.
Oh, shit.
And the National Security Agency.
Man, baby's got tea time.
Nunes last week canceled the public hearing, saying it was necessary to hold the closed session first.
Yes.
But we don't know why this has been postponed.
Because nobody wants to do it.
A spokesman for Nunes said Director Comey and Admiral Rogers could not come in tomorrow as we'd hoped. So the committee will continue to try schedule time when they can come meet with us in closed session. So it doesn't sound like Nunes scuttled this one. But he did scuttle the, again, the public committee, another public committee hearing that was supposed to have. They're terrified. He's terrified.
He didn't want to do it. It's going to suck.
Why is he there?
I don't know.
He was on the transition fucking team.
You're saying he shouldn't be anywhere near this because he's biased.
He's one of them.
God.
This is the police investigating themselves.
Ooh.
Don't worry. We'll see
why
that black unarmed black man was shot 78 times.
We'll look into it. Body cams, baby. Fuck you.
Goddamn. It's really... we've said it a million times, and today I heard it on one of the pundit shows.
Pundit,
some old dude saying, that this is, you couldn't write this. If you wrote this, somebody in Hollywood, a Hollywood producer, would be like, nobody would believe this. It's bullshit. This is too over the top. It's crazy. When you got Flynn, you got Manafort, you got Carter Page, you got now Kushner, you got Jeff Bosesh the third.
You're talking about racist.
Meeting with the Russians, too. I'm not even at the racist part yet.
Listen to the GOP. They did all this shit over the years. They stole an election, stole a SCOTUS, lied us into a war.
Yeah, it's not a good...
now they're sucking off Putin.
Not a good time in history for
That's
the GOP.
Bananas. That is that truly, I did not... Did you see this coming? This canoodling with Russia?
No, who could?
What the fuck? Every movie from the 80s, who's the bad guy?
Right,
Russia,
right? And then people are like, "Well, you want to start a war? Hillary was going to start a war right away with Russia. No, she just wasn't going to let Russia get away with its shit. She was going to stick with our NATO allies, and say, look, you're not going into Ukraine, motherfucker. You're not going into Poland. You're not going into wherever the hell else you want to go.
I mean, what's the point in being a fucking superpower?" We're going to let everybody.
Superpower.
Yeah, the superpower. We're going to let everybody run roughshod.
So Trump, poor Trump.
Boo.
That one's going to drive him nuts.
Oh, yeah.
He'll find another poll that says he's doing great, though. He'll try to find one.
Dude, that motherfucker must be binge eating so much. Do you think he's put on weight since being POTUS? Or POTUS?
One of those Twitter accounts that may or may not be someone working at the White House. Constantly tweets about, today he ordered two Big Macs and two large fries for lunch, or there was a box of donuts outside and Trump grabbed like six of them, or things like that. I don't know whether it's true or not, but
hey, whoever is tweeting out his diet, keep doing that. I want to know that. That's funny to me.
The
sitting around eating donuts, dude.
I've got a story here. Which one is this one?
Hey, wee wee. What a fucking douchebag.
Good news, I guess. Is this maybe sanity?
Okay.
A tiny little bright pinprick of light coming through.
Tiny prick.
The horrible tent we're under. We're inside right now. Credentialing.
Right.
That's a word, I guess. The committee that does credentials.
I shall be credentialing all afternoon. Hold my calls.
Over at Capitol Hill for journalists have reported that they will not be granting Breitbart.com's request for permanent credentials at this time.
Oh, shit. How are they doing that?
Members of the Standing Committee of the Senate Press Gallery referenced several concerns with Breitbart's bid for permanent status.
Yes.
They feel that the website failed to demonstrate editorial independence from key supporters of President Donald Trump.
Damn.
So they're saying, we don't believe you're unbiased media.
You're not news.
You're Trump. Biased media, you're not no permanent seat for you.
One of the major news networks, Fox, they fall in the cracks, don't they? I mean, people call them faux news, but
the committee has requested more information from Breitbart by April 14th. They say there's a lack of evidence proving that Steve Bannon has actually separated himself totally from the website.
God, he's so fucking ugly.
There's questions about whether Rebecca Mercer, who owns part of it.
Yes.
And she's married to that Mercer billionaire who helped secretly fund Trump's campaign.
God damn it.
They're part owners of Breitbart.
How the fuck are they independent, unbiased journalists? That's not even a possibility. That's bullshit.
She plays an editorial role over there, I guess. They also received payments from the Government Accountability Institute, a nonprofit group funded by Mercer.
Bam, baby.
And previously led by Bannon.
Listen, the thing about the White House is people must be coming and going with suitcases of cash all the fucking time, right? People get paid off left and fucking right.
And apparently Breitbart used office spaces not zoned for commercial leases or something. Like, they even do that wrong.
God, they fucking suck.
It says for Breitbart to get a permanent congressional press pass.
Yes.
The leaders must follow gallery rules by demonstrating that their principal business is, quote, the daily dissemination of original news and opinion of interest to a broad segment of the public.
Well, those loons aren't going to be able to do that. I'm sorry.
And they must be editorially independent of any institution, foundation, or interest group that lobbies the federal government.
Well, this is not that then. They're clearly not this.
Bannon, they say even if he did actually separate himself, even the possibility that he may go back after he's done means they can't be politically independent. If it's just, we're going to keep the seat warm for you, bro.
Right.
But I'm going to be, it's like Trump saying, I'm not going to have anything to do with my businesses while Uday and Kusei are running it.
And meanwhile, who gets called on first at those fucking press conferences?
Well, yeah, Christian all News, wacko, Breitbart.
Fucking right-wing nut job, fucking loony.
It says, Bannon at-large editor Peter Schweitzer and managing editor Winton Hall each have received hundreds of thousands of dollars in salary from that nonprofit group while simultaneously working for Breitbart. So they work for this nonprofit.
Yes.
They're making hundreds of thousands of dollars in salary. Meanwhile, they're all writing and editing
nonprofit
at Breitbart.
Yeah, yeah.
At the same time, they're working for this alleged Government Accountability Institute nonprofit, which is funded by Mr. Gazillionaire Mercer.
You know, this is the weirdest way to drain a swamp. Well, it's fucked up.
Fill it with sewage.
Yeah. We've replaced the swamp water with fecal matter. Enjoy.
Here's a letter that Media Matters president sent to the standing committee. I guess one of these amicus briefs or whatever.
Yes.
To the members of the standing committee of the Senate Press Gallery. Breitbart.com has reportedly come before the standing committee, blah, 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 seeking credentials. We urge you to reject the request based on Breitbart's disqualifying inability to demonstrate editorial independence as required by your rules. And they go on to list the rules. And it says Breitbart fails these standards in several ways. A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H.
They're down to H.
These are the ways they list that Breitbart's breaking the rules, and they say you can't give them permanent. Well, as of now,
yes,
they've been denied, but they're saying, okay, you can bring us more information up till April 14th,
right?
If you want to. So right now, no press pass for you.
Nothing is going as planned. Nothing's going as planned. This time last year, I was planning on Donald Trump starting his own fucking radio media thing, right? He was supposed to, his own television station, Trump TV or something like that. What happened to that? Oh, he got elected president.
Oh, right. Now he's got Fox.
And Breitbart.
Yeah.
The publication that Steve Bannon's from can't get press credentials because they lie. That's nuts.
There's even a story over at Media Matters that says Trump's golfing reveals the shameless hypocrisy of the right wing media bunker. And it just goes on to list all these assholes, Greg Gutfeld, Eric Bolling, different dickwads. Trump himself met several times.
Yes.
Tweeting, doing stories about the President Obama golfing.
Oh my God. The number, it's not even hard to
see.
Meanwhile,
Trump's already taken, in 66 days, he's taken 14 trips to the golf course.
I thought they said he wouldn't golf. I remember them talking about no golfing.
I'm not going to have any time.
You got plenty of time.
Well, he's probably going to say, I'm doing deals on the golf course. I took Shinzo Abe with me on the golf course. We hit a few.
I shook his hand. I made him feel weird.
Yeah, man, that's true.
What the fuck? I mean... Well, no, you have time to golf. If you're the guy that wrote Trump Care and all those shitty fucking executive orders that may not even have been spelled right, you got time to golf. What's it take, 15 minutes?
Jeez. On the 5, on Fox, quote, news, unquote, Greg Gutfeld.
Boo.
What a dung beetle.
What a dick.
He said, what do most men do when they retire? They play golf. But what if you've been playing golf for the last 8 years of your job? He should go back to work. He should get a job. Obama.
Right.
Obama should go back to work and get a job.
He was just fucking president.
No, he was golfing all the time. A week after that, Eric Bolling said that Trump had already accomplished more than former President Obama accomplished in many, many years. And Gutfeld said, that's what happens when you don't play golf.
They're
lying.
It's total fucking bullshit. And do you remember how long it took Trump to say that Obama was not born in Kenya? Forever.
And then it made him sound like he didn't mean it when he said it.
Okay, president was born in the United States. Okay, then. God damn. Ugh.
Obama's rounds of golf either 306 or 333 over 8 years, depending on the count.
So how many golfs? 300 and some odd?
Well, let's say worst case.
God, he played golf in an eighth of his presidency? I mean, 365, 330 days, that's like a year. That's a lot.
8 years. Eight.
Times 365.
Times 365.
Right.
we're ciphering here, ladies and gentlemen.
Just make Kate do it. Do it. Get out the slide rule.
And then divide by 333.
Oh, shit. Damn, I hate the fuck out of math. I hate it so much. I hate numbers.
That's like every 8 days, something like that. And Trump's already at... if he's at 16 and 66, 14 and 66, he's at one every 5 days.
Well, okay.
Averaging.
So now I understand something. If you want to reform healthcare, if you want to pass marriage equality and the other shit that Obama did that was nice, you can only play golf. How much can you play golf?
And I don't give a shit.
Three out of 10 days.
I frankly don't care. If stuff's getting done, play golf. Take a couple hours off. I don't.
Yeah,
relax.
Obama wasn't slacking off.
Once a week, go ahead. Once or twice a week. I ain't got a problem with a couple of hours on a golf course. It doesn't bother me at all.
But they made it sound like, you know,
did
Clinton play golf?
ISIS was raping white women left and right.
Because Obama was teeing off. Did Bill Clinton golf? He didn't golf.
I think they all kind of golf, right?
He's more into like recreational.
Maybe not Jimmy Carter. I don't remember him golfing.
Yeah.
He didn't seem like the golf type.
No.
I don't think George W. did he? Was he into golf? I think they all do it, but I don't know what he was into.
He would go down to, what was the name of his stupid fucking place in the middle of Texas?
I don't know, the man cave.
I
was gonna say Mansfield, but that's where friends of mine live. I don't know.
I mean, you know what he liked to do? He didn't golf. He bush hogged
somewhere in Texas.
Remember that? He cut grass and did yard work.
Well, for the cameras.
Yeah. No, I think he really liked.
You think he liked that?
I remember looking at his face while he was pulling up weeds. He looked really painting. Fucking happy. Yeah, dogs in his feet.
And more recently, portraits of
who did he paint?
Iraq war veterans, which that's some balls,
right?
You got some balls.
What do you do with that? You hang it up? Oh, what? George Bush painted me.
Well, it was in a book or it was in an exhibition.
Yes.
I mean, they're using it to raise money, which is good. For veterans, I would assume.
If George Bush did a painting for me, I would turn it into a t-shirt or a hat so everybody could see it.
Noam Chomsky is sounding like Alex Jones these days.
Jeez.
He was doing an interview. He said that President Donald Trump could stage a false flag terror attack in an effort to consolidate his power and strip Americans of their constitutional rights, and you think it would change the country, quote, instantly.
Oh, shit.
I have no doubt that the dummies would roll over.
Oh, yeah.
Look what happened after 9/11 and that Patriot
bullshit. Nobody even read it. Is that, by the way, is the Patriot Act, is that where our Office of Homeland Security came from?
Yes.
Okay.
Chomsky is saying that he thinks eventually Trump voters will realize that his promises are, quote, built on sand and lose faith in his presidency. And that's the point that he's worried that they might try to do a false flag type of thing.
Oh, shit. Who hasn't lost faith in this presidency yet?
Chomsky said, Good I think God. We shouldn't put aside the possibility there would be some kind of staged or alleged terrorist act which could change the country instantly. He's called Trump a con man who will drag civilization down to the utter depths of barbarism.
No, shit. Terrifying. Barbarism.
He does say, though, that much of the world is laughing their asses off at us at the outrage of Russian meddling in our election when all we've been doing for, I don't know, let's call it 100 years. Is sticking our dicks where they may not belong around the whole world.
Meddling in a bunch of bullshit.
Yeah.
Droning people. Droning. I mean, it is kind of funny if you compare what we've done in Yemen and Syria with these fucking drones, and then we're bitching about Russia floating some fake news over Facebook. Seems kind of pussy.
Chomsky said, I mean, whatever the Russians may have been doing, let's take the most extreme charges. That barely registers in the balance against what the U.S. does constantly, even in Russia. So, for example, the U.S. intervened radically to support Boris Yeltsin in 1991 when he was engaged in a power play to try to take power from the parliament. Bill Clinton,
yes,
strongly supported him. In 1996, when Yeltsin was running, the Clinton administration openly and strongly supported them, not only verbally, but with tactics, secret loans, and so on.
Shenanigans.
Yeah.
But do you think, I mean, Why do we prop up a government like that? For stability on the globe? We don't want to live in a hellscape.
Oh, I'm sure it's money.
Oh, yeah, you're right. I'm sitting here thinking, we do this show every fucking day, and I had the nerve to suggest that some of these assholes that we talk about were doing something in the name of altruism.
For the good of the
fuck that.
Society and for the good of the planet.
Yeah. We need to let Kate sit in this chair. Come here.
He said the all of that goes way beyond what the Russians are charged with, and of course that's a minor aspect of U.S. interference in elections yes. abroad. He said the U.S. operates under a philosophy, has operated under philosophy. If we don't like the election, well, we'll just overthrow the country.
That's what we're doing.
We've done it time and time and time again, and that's why much of this fucking world hates us.
Right.
But we can't talk about that because it's American exceptionalism. That's fake history, Ryan. How dare you, libtard, try to tell the kids that America hasn't just done total good in the universe
God.
Since its birth. From the loins of the Lord.
Why don't we just be fucking Nazis then? Why don't we just be fucking Nazis and be nationalists?
Well, I mean, there's worse.
Yeah, of course.
But we've stuck our noses in places it doesn't fucking belong, and not for good reasons.
Was it?
Because it's amazing
yes.
that we're more than happy to stick our noses in these countries where there's, I don't know, let's call it oil.
Yes.
Lots of it. But Africans can genocide the fuck out of each other.
Yeah.
And we're like, carry on. Nothing to see here.
But a lot of people that are cynical might say that's because of the color of their skin, well, Pat.
Plus, there's no resources. I don't think the color of their skin would matter fuck all.
Hello?
If there was oil.
I thought there was
underneath.
Oil in Africa.
But, I mean, if it was a major source
oh, okay.
of the... And some of these countries now they're finding, all of a sudden... are starting to look a little interesting because now in the age of cell phones where
yes.
we get a new one every year and throw it the fuck away.
So
we have all these rare earth elements that need to go into these stupid fucking cell phones that
oh,
we're building.
God.
But now all of a sudden parts of Africa are being found to have some of these.
Uh-oh.
Some of these little dealios.
So sorry,
now,
Africa.
Now all of a sudden we're finding interest in the humanitarian aspects of the governments of some of these countries.
God, so we want to take advantage of people in foreign lands so we can have fucking cell phones. My iPhone, please.
So, yeah, humans are disgusting.
God.
Humans can't be trusted.
Dang, man. This Jared Kushner, this Office of Innovation. I was reading about that. That's like a business thing, right? He wants businesses to innovate. But isn't that what they naturally try to do anyway? So I don't understand what he's going to be the fucking czar over. Czar of innovation? What
but
does that even
if
mean?
You think about the capitalist model, why would one innovate one out of profits?
Because you have a new product and you want to disrupt the other person's product.
But what if it's you somehow make it, you find out it's, you could be done much cheaper.
Oh, well then you,
what if you find a cures cancer drug that
yes.
costs a penny?
Oh, I get rid of that. And I get rid of that.
I have no doubt that's happened.
And I put cement shoes on anybody else who saw it.
I know that's tinfoil hat territory, but I really have no doubt that Big Pharma in some
Dude.
Aspect somewhere has stifled
Hell yeah.
actual curative research to in favor of maintenance.
Yeah.
Because they don't make money when they cure people.
Right.
They make money if they continue to treat people.
Do you know what would cure cancer tomorrow? If you had an executive order and said, listen, here's the new executive order. No more Viagra until we figure out this cancer and AIDS bullshit. No more boners. Go.
Well, I don't know that they took prostate exams and Viagra off of the mandate list when
Man.
They were, when the Republicans were trying to take that take stuff
oh,
away from insurance.
No.
It's
fuck
just,
no.
It's just a coincidence.
Please.
I'm sure, again.
Look, outside fun parts, I get special treatment.
Also just a coincidence, surely.
Stupid.
Something interesting is going on. We're going to keep our eyes peeled, fingers crossed, And if you are a listener in Georgia, I know we have listeners in Georgia.
Absolutely.
Georgia here and Georgia across the pond.
Do we really in Georgia?
I think a couple.
Russia, Georgia?
We get listens from bizarre ass places sometimes.
Hello, Georgia.
There's a House seat.
Yes.
Georgia, I don't know which number it is.
The
congressional district. The 69th.
Oh, six. Okay.
Georgia's sixth congressional district.
Ooh.
They're having a special election on April 18th.
Yes.
The money that has been put into this race, they're hoping that this is going to be a test of this new resurgence of Democrats.
So this is a special election.
Okay. Normally for this House seat in Georgia, the Democrats end up raising about $10,000.
That's it?
For their usual election.
That's it?
This April, they have $3 million.
Oh, shit. See, people, this is what Schittler did. Schittler did that, right? They're terrified.
John Ossoff is the guy's name, is a leading Democrat running for the Georgia House seat that's been vacated by former Representative Tom Price.
Dang, man.
Who's now fucking Health and Human Services over.
God.
By trying to destroy everything from the inside. He's one of the little suicide bombers Trump has put into all of these organizations to blow them up from the inside.
All these cabinet picks and these guys running these fucking organizations, it's like they're all ironic if you think about what they're in charge of. I mean, Tom Price hates health and humans, he's in charge of those things.
There's a meme running around. It's a
meme.
It's a boardroom with sitting around the board table is all dogs. I don't know how they took that picture, but it's all these dogs sitting with their feet up on the desk. God. Looking at the camera, and it says the new Trump panel for cat protection or something like that.
Yeah.
It's putting
a dog.
The fox in charge of the hen house kind of thing.
Right. Scott Pruitt of the EPA, that's the worst one. That is the worst fucking guy.
More than 7,000 people have volunteered for this Democrats campaign. He's raised more than $3 million, which is unprecedented for that district.
That's awesome.
And especially a special election.
Right.
It's a deeply conservative district, long dominated by Republicans. And so they're hoping it's going to be a test of whether this grassroots anti-Trump activism with money behind it and people behind it can actually mean success. And whether or not, I mean, this is a deep red. Tom fucking Price is their representative
where
in Georgia.
Where the fuck is this? I wonder where that is in Georgia. Because, like, I don't know if you've been to Georgia. You just been to Georgia to drive through to go to Florida, right, for spring break?
Yes.
Oh, gosh. You go to that state, you drive around. It's going to be hard to believe there's any Democrats there. Running things. It's so rednecky, especially in these little fucking towns. Man.
Worse than Alabama?
No. Sorry. No. God, no.
Oh, no.
Not Alabama.
The district consists of many northern suburbs of Atlanta.
Okay. It
includes portions of eastern Cobb County, northern Fulton County, northern DeKalb County. You know, it's all chopped up, of course, slices of black people.
There's lots
to make
of money
sure,
there.
Make sure the blacks can't vote and get Democratic representation.
And that's also close to Atlanta. That kind of makes sense.
I don't know what the polling is looking like, but God, if they can manage to make it close, the Republicans will be shitting themselves nationwide.
They will.
Because if this is a blood red district and a Democrat can come in close or possibly take it, they may be fucked in the midterms.
Why did they pull Tom Price from his job for this cabinet appointment? I mean, why not just leave him there so they don't have to have this special election?
Republicans had this district mostly composed of affluent suburbs north of Atlanta.
Yeah.
With ease since 1979. Oh, former representative and former Speaker of the House Newton Gingrich is from that district.
Oh, shit. Man, I grew up seeing campaign signs for Newt everywhere in Atlanta.
Georgia Democrat said it's a gerrymandered suburban Republican district. It's a really hard place for us to win. They've gone red by about 30 points in each of the past five elections.
I mean, think about it like this. Newt Gingrich is one of the most popular politicians from Georgia, right? I would think so, other than Jimmy Carter. Newt fucking Gingrich, dude.
But
piece of shit.
Democrats are seeing some hope because Romney won Georgia's 6th district.
Yes.
By 24 points over Barack Hussein Obama. Trump only won it by 1.5%.
People hate the fuck out of him. They hate him, or they don't want to come out and vote for him or something.
And they think also that the Hillary's success with educated, upscale, suburban voters also helped. It says the median income in this district is $83,000. More than double the national average.
Oh my God!
So it's a rich district.
Think about having $83,000 a year to live in fucking Georgia. Oh shit.
The other optimism they're having is how horribly unpopular Trump care was and is, that it was only 17%. Polled nationally approved of Trump care.
God, that's nobody. You know, if you think about Georgia, that state should be purple, man. Atlanta's a huge fucking city. Then you got Savannah. That's got to be liberal. I'm sorry, it's a city. And you got, I don't know, Gainesville and Athens.
They're
college towns.
They're likening it to Scott Brown. Remember that idiot in 2010?
Is that the dickhead with the truck, the pickup truck guy?
Yeah, who won in ridiculously in Massachusetts somehow.
Vomitous.
They're saying even if she doesn't win, or if he doesn't win, if he does well, or if he does win,
yes,
that it could transform the perception of what's going on and have consequences. About people, whether they're going to go against Trump or go with Trump. And they're saying it's like Scott Brown, which signaled the 2010 schlongage of the midterms that the Democrats took in 2010.
Are they going to be able to get him impeached before the next election?
18? I don't know about that one.
Because how do you navigate that if you're the GOP? You don't want the president to come campaign for you because, Jesus Christ, by that time, what's his approval rating going to be?
Who knows?
Fucking 5%?
This is a guy I don't know if we've talked about it before, but they're running the GOP super PAC, are running ads against this guy. They found a video of him in college.
Yes.
Playing the character of Han Solo on some like fake talk show panel.
Oh God. Okay.
And he's some, you know, 18 to 22 year old white kid playing Han Solo.
Was he good?
Somehow they're using that against him.
What does it matter?
I don't know.
He did a fucking play where he played Han Solo. Listen, I pretended I was Han
they're
Solo.
They're trying to make it
many
sound
times.
He's only 30. So they're trying to make it sound like he's just a frat boy with no experience.
Oh, he's a child.
So the ad by depicts him playing beer pong dressed as Han Solo.
That's funny.
The ad says, Ossoff wasn't exactly fighting against terrorism. He was fighting restrictions on keg parties.
Now, fuck off. Hey, if this guy's in office and he wants to play beer pong, he doesn't have to go to Mar-a-fucking-Lago. He can go to the fucking other room. You know what I mean? So what?
Georgia has, I like these actually, the jungle primary system, which means
what's that?
Everybody goes into the primary and the top two come out regardless of party.
Oh, I like
so
that.
So it could be two Democrats. It could be two Republicans. Ooh. It could be a Republican and a Green.
Yes.
It could be whatever. But instead of Republican versus Democrat, it's the top two.
Oh, that's awesome. Why don't we all do that?
If nobody clears, if one gets more than 50% outright, they get the seat.
Right.
Even in the special election. If wow. nobody gets 50%, the top two then have a
runoff. Right. Huh. A cook-off. Imagine the guy that wins the most votes wins. That's weird.
Georgia Democrats are trying to convince a couple of the other candidates to get out to not dilute the vote for their one dude.
Right.
But the leading Republican candidate, Karen Handel,
yes,
the current Secretary of State there.
Fuck you.
There's 11 other Republicans running against her. So
no shit.
Who knows if it's even going to get to be 50%. It could end up being a Democrat versus a Republican.
Right. It's crazy that we're having this conversation about Georgia.
It is crazy that we're having this about Georgia. And if that one flips, the perception is just going to be awesome.
Trump turned Georgia blue.
Trump might turn the whole country blue.
Fucking it up.
If it survives that long.
I'll go suck Putin's dick.
Thanks for listening to us. We'll be back tomorrow, 2 to 4 p.m. Pacific, 5 to 7 on the East Type Coast. Don't forget, we're on iTunes. We're on Stitcher. We are at crabdiving.com. If you're going to buy shit, buy it through Amazon. Hold at crabdiving.com/Amazon. Costs you nothing. Just helps us out here at Screaming Liberal Media with a little commission.
Yay.
Brian's going to be doing some comedy soon. Find out where and when. Go to his Twitter feed at RatedRComedy. His Instagram feed at RatedRComedy. Go to his website, RatedRComedy.com.
Follow the very funny Patrick Vile on Twitter or Instagram at Vile Experience. Oh, so freaking Vile.
And we're back with more of this bullshit tomorrow, ladies and gentlemen.
Bye-bye.
Listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook. Facebook.com/crabdiving. And on Twitter and Instagram @crabdiving.